is going on, true crime fans? I'm your host, Teeth.
And I'm your host, Daphne.
And you're listening to the Going West Q&A.
Hello, everybody. If you are listening to this, make sure that you also go check out
episode 200.
So we just released that. I don't want people to think that it's just the Q&A that we're doing because we just did an actual Going West episode that is insane. Was that not such a crazy episode?
It was insane, but it was also kind of fun too.
No, yeah, like that is probably alongside the Ruth Price 911 call. I think that was my favorite episode that we just did, episode 200. That is out now, so go listen to it. It came out just before this one.
It's called The Man Upstairs.
I'm going to say that a couple times throughout this because the last time we did a Q&A that when we released it alongside an episode, nobody, like barely anybody listened to the other one. I'm like, oh my God, do people not know? So anyway, thank you.
Yeah, we got to plug the other episode, the 200th one.
Yes, that one's super important. So go check it out. And thank you for tuning into our Q&A to learn more about Heath, Daphne, and Going West. Here we go. I don't even know how to lead in.
All right, guys.
Let's just go.
This is episode Q&A of Going West. So let's get into it.
Oh, hello again.
Hello. We did do a Q&A many, many moons ago.
It was, I think, like a year and a half ago, but let's just do another, you know?
Why not?
So, okay. Do you want to start with the first question?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So the first question that we got is, if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Oh, wait, really quick. I want to say we didn't include names because a lot of these questions were asked by multiple people. So I didn't want to have to track names. And a lot of you guys, like on Instagram, had just usernames and no names. So just to not be complicated, we're not doing the names. But appreciate everybody who has sent a question in.
Yes, thank you for the questions.
Okay, sorry. So if you were on death row, what would be your last meal, Heath?
My last meal. Oh,
you're
my
smiling.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
I know what it is.
It's going to be barbecue for sure. You already knew. But the thing is like I primarily eat plant-based now, mm-hmm. but if I was in that position, I got to say I'd probably go with some barbecue chicken.
You don't think it would like off-put you since you haven't had it in so long?
I mean, I'm going to die in a matter of hours.
No, I know, but it's like, what if you're off-put and then you're like, man, I just wasted my last meal.
No, I don't think I would be. I don't think I would be. So I'd probably do that, barbecue chicken, some coleslaw, and some Granny's potato salad. You got to use the sweet pickles in the potato salad. Daphne hates it, but...
Drink, dessert?
Oh, drink an ice-cold beer.
Obviously.
An ice-cold Coors Banquet.
Of course. Yeah. Dessert? No dessert?
No dessert.
You're not a dessert guy.
Nope.
Do you know what I'm going to say? You probably do.
A burger.
Yeah. Definitely a vegan burger. I love a good Beyond Burger, but my preference, I do love like just a veggie patty, like a really good veggie patty. So I would say that, a burger with avocado and really good French fries with ranch and ketchup. And my drink would probably be red wine. And then my dessert, oh my God. Every single dessert.
Everything.
That
every dessert.
What's my favorite dessert? I don't know. Chocolate, something like cake. Probably chocolate cake.
Yeah. Chocolate cake.
That's what I would say. Like burger is my go-to yummy favorite food. Okay. Next question. Tell us about your first date and your love story. So many people ask us this. They're like, we know you met on Tinder, but tell us about like how you started dating and what that was like and what your first date was like.
Yeah. It wasn't super romantic.
Well, we'll start with Heath. We met on Tinder and Heath talked to me and both of our Tinder bios said something about, I don't know.
Horror movies.
Mine might have, but yours definitely did say horror movies and Halloween. And I love horror movies and Halloween. So I was like, oh, yes. And then we matched and you were just like, hey, Daphne. And then we got a drink probably 3 or 4 days later, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then, should I just keep going?
Yeah, well, no, and then, so we got a drink. I took Daphne to one of my local bars in Eugene. She was living at her dad's house, which was like 45 minutes away.
Yeah, I had just gotten there just to kind of see what I thought of Oregon from LA, so it was very different.
Very different, yeah. And then all of a sudden, she's on a date with this fucking weird guy
from
Eugene.
Well, I wanted to meet people, too, so that's why I went on Tinder. I'm like, I gotta, like, meet somebody who can show me around and... you know, really get me into the scene so I know how I feel about it.
Oh, so that's what it was. I'm just your plug.
No. So you were very cute.
So we went on a date, right? We went to this bar, and I was acting very, very weird because I was nervous, and Daphne actually was not all that interested in me because I was acting so nervous, but I was in the midst of a beautiful woman, so I was like, this is strange for me.
Well, if you know Heath, and as you all know Heath, you do. He's a sassy, funny, outgoing guy. So when we met, he was being very shy and very reserved. I'm like, oh my God, this guy hates me. Like, what am I doing wrong? You know? And because I'm very talkative as well, but he wasn't being so. So yeah. Anyway, then you started getting better throughout the night.
I just needed some liquid courage, honestly.
And then we went back to his apartment and we watched Halloween, of course.
Yep.
And we drank red wine. I don't know if we had any food. I feel like we like brought home pizza or something.
We probably picked up some food or something.
And then we just watched Halloween and it was really nice. And then after that, he texted me the next day. He's one of those, good guy, and just said that he wanted to see me again. And then we just kept hanging out. And it was really weird because in our relationship, I moved in kind of early because I was staying at my dad's house like 45 minutes away. And then it was kind of like, okay, yeah, after a few weeks, you're like, do you want to just like stay here extensively?
Well, Daphne was going to move down to LA or move back to LA. And I was like really sad. I was like, no, like, please don't go.
And we actually broke up after like 6 weeks because I was like, I'm moving back to LA. I don't want to stay here. And then we broke up and you were like, do you want to hang out one last time and just say bye? And I got to your apartment and I started crying.
Yeah. And then
which
honestly.
It sounds weird, but I was just sad. I was like, I don't want to leave this guy.
And then she moved in. Then she moved into my little studio apartment.
It was very unconventional, but it worked out for us. And then we moved to LA a few months later or whatever, however long. And then we started the podcast. So
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, sorry, long story, but you asked for it.
And then, so the next question is, how old are you?
I am a Libra. So I was born in October of 1994. So I am 27.
And I'm a whiny Cancer.
Yep.
I was born in June of 1988. So I'm 33, almost 34.
Yes. Next question. What case has struck you? Sorry, let me start over. What case has stuck with you the most? And what case made you more afraid/aware? So Heath, what case has stuck with you the most? I know that's a super loaded question, but there it is.
There's honestly just so many cases. I feel like it's hard for me to even just like pinpoint a few.
I think you and I are really into the bizarre unsolved cases. Like Dorothy Jane Scott always sticks with me.
Absolutely.
Just the fact that she was stalked and there's no answers as to who this guy is. And then she went missing in such a weird manner. And then there's no answer still to this day. Her car was found. Her body was found. So I think those really bizarre missing persons cases, even if it turns into a murder, it's like, what? Like those just stick with you because it's so bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, really, every case sticks with you. They never go away.
Well, actually,
you never really forget how tragic they are.
Well, because also stick with you could mean a lot of things, because then there's also the really just gruesome, terrible ones that pop into your head and they just make you sad, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But as far as what makes you afraid and more aware, I would say, you know, Naomi Irion, that was episode 186, Katie Jeunesse, 192, Julia Ashe, 158. So those, like all those cases where a woman or somebody goes missing in like a normal setting, like, oh, I'm going to the store or I'm going
or
here.
Or during the day or something like that.
Yeah, or like Kelsey Smith, same thing. She was just going to freaking Target.
I would also have to throw in Daniel LaPlante into that, like as far as like what case made you afraid, because that motherfucker was literally living inside of people's walls.
Yeah,
like,
so
yikes.
I think you and I have both become way more scared as people from the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely a little more anxious for sure, but a lot more aware.
Absolutely.
So next question. If you weren't doing the podcast, what would be your dream job?
So Heath and I are definitely trying to pursue other things while we're doing the show. So we'll probably talk about the dark parts again throughout this episode, but we want to bring back that show really bad. It's a podcast. It's a paranormal, like, urban legend podcast, true horror story podcast. We have 17 episodes now everywhere if you want to listen. So we want to bring that back, but we're also like, we want to leave room to do other things. So for me, I actually wrote a novel when I was 19, and I self-published it, and I took it down, so no, you cannot read it. I have 10 copies in my living room, but that's it. And I'm writing another one. I've been working on it for months and months, and I'm hoping to finish it this year and actually get it published now that we have the connections to do so. So yeah, that's a big one for me. What about you, Heath?
Big one for me would to own my own brewery. I've always wanted to do that.
Let's do it.
Which would be super cool. But I think the main one for me is Rockstar, without a question. Like, just like, I've been in so many different bands throughout my life that I really, if I wasn't doing podcasting, I would want to be entertaining in some other way. And I do love being on stage, and I love music. So yeah, I'd love to just be in a very awesome band.
There is
successful band.
There is a music question for you coming up, so you have to tell everybody about that, because Heath is so good, and I want you guys to pressure him, because you need to actually do music. So
don't do it. I'm lazy.
No, we'll get there. So the next question is, oh, also, you and I, we want to like open restaurants. I want to have a wine brand. Like, there's so many things on our list of to-dos as far as other things, but
so I guess
those
you
are
could
our
say
main ones.
Entrepreneurs, business owners.
Yeah. Okay. The next question is, what do you look forward to in your future in podcasting and in life? I mean, in life, you know, just like for me, writing my book, I'm really excited about, and
starting businesses.
Yeah. Traveling, eventually getting married, which we'll talk about too. In podcasting, I would say just keep doing what we're doing and connecting with all of you listeners and just continuing to release episodes for as long as you guys will listen.
And also, you know, we've talked about doing some live shows and doing some tours. So that's something that we're, you know, we'll talk about here in a little bit too.
Yes, that too. Okay, the next question is, what are your favorite thriller movies and movies in general?
Oh, you asked the right question.
Okay.
We could talk hours. Honestly, we could do a whole other podcast on this subject.
But we'll try to be brief. Okay, my favorite movie ever is what?
Oh, The Village.
Which a lot of people are probably like, what? I love M. Night Shyamalan. I think he's my favorite director. I think he's so great. So I love The Village. That's technically that's a thriller. Yeah.
Yeah.
For thrillers, you and I, we love 90s thrillers, like What Lies Beneath, Hand That Rocks the Cradle. What else do we like?
Fear.
Fear, oh, of course.
So good. You know, Basic Instinct, like things like that. We like those romantic thrillers as well, those erotic thrillers, because those are just so unique.
The best. And then we also love horror movies just as far as regular movies go. You know, we love Halloween. Heath is a big Friday the 13th guy.
I love any 80s horror slasher. I'm not super big into like ghost.
Paranormal.
sorry. Paranormal horror movies. They just don't really do anything for me. But a good slasher is always great.
The Invisible Man is our favorite recent. Oh, and Fresh was so good.
Fresh was really good.
I think those are two favorites.
Also, if you're looking for, because, you know, obviously the thriller genre was not just created in the 90s.
Yeah.
There's obviously like 70s thrillers. So a really, really good one for you to watch is Play Misty for Me.
Oh my God. I always forget about that. Even though we have a poster of it downstairs.
We do, and it's such a fantastic movie.
Okay, that is, I think, one of our like top five shared favorite movies. Play Misty for Me. And then otherwise, like, I love American Beauty, Before Sunrise, Drive, weirdly, I love Scream. Like, there's just so many good movies.
There's just way too many we could talk
like
forever.
There's like way too many,
so we need to just move on.
So let's carry on. Sorry, guys. Where are you from?
I'm from a little small town in Oregon.
Where's that?
And it's just north of Eugene, Oregon. It's called Junction City. It's a little farming town. I think there's like 9,000 people in the town or something like that. But that's where I grew up.
Yes.
And Daphne?
I am from Los Angeles, more specifically Calabasas, Malibu. I moved 12 times before I was 18, so mostly within that area. We randomly moved to Lake Arrowhead one year. So we've moved around a lot, but primarily the valley.
The valley, yeah.
Next, have you ever been on any awesome tours? Ghost, haunted house, hotel?
We have. And actually, Daphne and I just recently, in October, we went on a ghost tour at the Stanley Hotel.
Yes, in Colorado. That was really fun, a tour. It was a night ghost tour, so we kind of like walked around to different buildings, didn't see anything, but
smoked
that
was fun. A J and then went on a nice ghost tour.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
But that's really all. I'll bring one up. There's another question later that has to do with more this kind of thing, so I'll answer that later too. Sorry, I feel like we keep saying that. Oh, we'll talk about this later, but I did already look through these questions.
There's a lot of questions that are kind of similar, so yeah.
Favorite place you've lived, and why do you guys move so much? So, you know, people also asked us, why did we leave Idaho so quickly, and why did we move back to Oregon? So for those who don't know, you know, when Heath and I met, we were in Oregon. Then we moved to LA. When the pandemic hit, we wanted to get out of LA because it was, you know, such a big city. And we were in an apartment and wanted to be in a house somewhere a little smaller just to kind of ride through. And so we moved back to Oregon. But then while we were in Oregon and working remotely, we kind of were like, you know, we have this really special opportunity where we can move anywhere. But if it was up to me, I would have moved to New England, like Salem or, I don't know, somewhere in New England.
I think the thought in our minds was just that, like, okay, what's a city that's kind of similar to Eugene population-wise, but also where's a place that's close, also still close to our family?
But it was hard because, like, for me, I'm such a city person, so we randomly picked Boise, Idaho, just because a friend moved there and we had heard such great things, and we thought it was going to be very us. But once we got there, we kind of realized it's not very us, and it's landlocked. We love the coast.
Yeah, no knock against anybody who lives in Boise. Like,
not.
If you love it there, that's awesome.
I just mean not us. I guess, like, style and vibe-wise, like, you and I are kind of, like, darker, moodier. Well, we want to be in a little bit of a bigger city that has more vegan options, and that's near the water. Also, weather-wise, it wasn't perfect for us, so it was a good experience for sure.
Yeah,
again,
it was
nothing
cool.
Against Idaho.
No, it literally was the first time it like actually snowed on Christmas.
Yeah,
and we were
which
like,
was awesome.
Whoa, that's cool.
It felt like a really random choice. So we're like, hey, glad we tried this, but let's move to Portland, Oregon, because that's close to a lot of our family and it's more our like quote unquote vibe.
I mean, I think it's somewhat more of Daphne's vibe. I do love it, obviously, because it's my home.
That's
but,
true.
But I'm a big Sun
but
guy.
But we are also, we're about to get a house in LA because all of our friends are there and the rest of my family. So we kind of determined with all this moving that Oregon and California are our homes and we don't see ourselves living anywhere else. So at this point, we're going to split our time between LA and Portland because that makes the most sense. He loves the sun. He loves the beach. So that makes sense to be in LA too. So we are not going to keep moving around. It's just, I think at this point, we're going to stick between these two places.
Yeah. And I'll start to whine if there's too much rain.
There's been so much lately.
I'm like, oh my God, get me the hell out of Oregon.
Yeah, so it's a good timing for us to get a house in LA because it has not stopped raining in Portland for a very long time. Okay, hope that answered everybody's questions because we get that all the time. Like, why are you guys always moving? But we haven't moved that much.
But also, we are antsy people. So I can see how, yeah.
Also, because I moved 12 times before I turned 18, like that's just kind of in my blood. But somebody also asked what our favorite place we've lived. I have to say LA.
I'm going to say LA.
Okay. The next question is, do you guys have other jobs? If not, what were they before? So no, we have been doing Going West full-time for 2 years since the pandemic hit. We got really lucky at that exact time. We realized we could do Going West full-time. So we were very fortunate in that situation when a lot of other people lost their jobs and really struggled with that. But we have been doing it since then. And before then, go ahead.
Before then, I had worked, before we moved to LA, I'd worked for a sporting goods store.
It was and you just were like trying to be a park ranger.
Yeah, I wanted to be a park ranger like back in the day when I was going to college. So I worked for a sporting goods store. And then when we moved to LA, I worked randomly for a cupcake shop.
Yeah, I did too. I used to work at a bakery for many years. And I had a lot of different jobs. Like randomly, I was a matchmaker for an LA-based company.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
I know. And my favorite was when I worked for a wine brand. And because I really wanted to work in wine, that's why I still want to have a wine brand. But I was doing that before. And then we started doing Going West. And here we are. Speaking of wine, someone asks, what is your favorite wine? And what's for your, Heath, your favorite beer?
Yeah, what's your favorite wine, Daphne?
You know, there's this actually this brand from Idaho called Frenchman's Gulch. And sadly, the winemaker died last October, so they are not making the wine anymore. So as you know, Heath, I bought multiple cases so I can like hoard it.
We have many bottles on our wall.
So I love a Cabernet. That's my favorite varietal, probably. And then Lapis Luna is a great brand. I recently have been getting really into white wines, like a good Chardonnay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about your favorite beer?
It's always been and always will be Coors Banquet. You know, I'm a cheap date, so like I just love Coors Banquet. But aside from that, I will really drink pretty much any beer, but if I had to choose like a lager, it'd be Coors Banquet, and then an IPA, Bubble Stash for sure.
Yes. Bubble Stash is so good.
Hot Valley Bubble Stash is just really such a great IPA.
So good. Okay, next is, what are your favorite cases to research? So just like I was saying earlier, to me, the very bizarre missing persons cases where I can just be sitting there researching like, what the F, you know, how is this so? Just those ones that totally just blow your mind. Those cases are my quote unquote favorite to research.
Yeah, and same, just because, you know, I feel like unsolved cases, they need a lot of attention. And I just feel like going into like a rabbit hole of like different possibilities and speculating on things like that, that's probably my most interesting type of case.
Yes, totally.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, next is, what are your favorite podcasts? So we've talked about this before, and I'm sure, sorry if some of these questions are repetitive from our old Q&A. I can't remember what we were already asked. But I love Hey Babe by Sal Vocano and Chris DiStefano. They're two of my favorite comedians. And then the, I guess, sister show is Taste Buds with Sal Vocano and Joe DeRosa. So funny. I love both those shows so much.
Yeah, and I would say I love Hey Babe as well, but I also love Dan Cummins' Time Suck.
Yes.
And Scared to Death is really great.
Oh, yeah. Those are both so good. I love Scared to Death. That is definitely in my top three. Totally. Okay, next is, will you guys bring back The Dark Part? So I kind of answered that. We really want to. I love doing that show because it's so fun. We'll see.
Yeah, we're really trying to just kind of like figure out our schedule and see if it's going to fit into that schedule. So if we can, I would love to bring it back because it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. We're just not trying to overload ourselves, especially since we are trying to do other things, but we'll keep you guys updated. I know we keep saying, oh, we're going to bring it back, and then we don't. It's just, we just want to so bad.
I know.
Just that, now, with doing two Going West a week, it's so hard. Okay, somebody asked, and thank you for asking this, are there any updates on Carol's case? As many of you know, in episode 100, we covered my Aunt Carol Wollstonecraft's disappearance. There are no updates, sadly.
Yeah, sadly, we don't have any other information.
Next is, what are your favorite places to travel?
Ooh, favorite places to travel. Well, places that I want to travel would be like Italy. I want to go to the Amalfi Coast. Mm-hmm. Looks absolutely gorgeous. The Caribbean, I've never been there, but I love Hawaii. And
tropical
actually,
guy.
Yeah, I'm a tropical guy. So anywhere where there's a lot of sun, I'm good.
For me, I love Europe so much. Like I love like a, you know, gothic, dark city. So Europe is my favorite. Like I said earlier, I love New England. So definitely, yeah, Europe. Like if I were to go anywhere, it would be France or Italy for
it's
sure.
Interesting.
Or Germany.
It's interesting because we actually have like quite a balance. Like you're kind of more dark and gloomy and I'm just like, sun.
Yeah, you're like, let's go to the Caribbean. And I'm like, how about Tuscany or whatever. Yeah. Tuscany was random. I've just been thinking about Tuscany a lot lately. Anyway, okay, next is who is your favorite character in the Scream movie series? I love the original characters, but Kirby too. I love Kirby. I think Kirby is dope. And I just actually read today that she is supposed to reprise her role in Scream 6.
Oh, nice.
I mean, she died. So I'm like, you can bring back Kirby, but not Stu.
Yeah,
you know? Makes me sad. But I love Kirby. And then Stu is my other favorite, and Dewey.
Yeah, I would say Jamie Kennedy's character, Randy. Yeah. I just love that he knows all of the horror films and he's got like these rules. That to me is just was kind of a fun thing that they put in there.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Scream is our favorite, but don't get me started on Scream 5.
No, she'll cry.
Literally, I cried after I watched it like a psycho. Okay, like in a bad way. What made you both want to start a true crime podcast? We love it. Thank you so much. Heath and I always loved true crime podcasts before we got together. And actually, on our first date, we talked about true crime.
We did, yeah.
And I always wanted to start a true crime podcast on Carol's case. Specifically, like one of those one-off, like investigative style podcasts, but we thought it would be a better idea just to do a general true crime podcast and talk about her case once we gain some momentum.
Yeah.
So yeah, it had been something we'd both been wanting to do for a while.
I definitely got into true crime because I really loved cold cases, or cold case files, sorry. And my mom would always watch Dateline all the time. So growing up, Dateline was always on the TV, and I would always just hang out with my mom and watch it. So it was something special we could do together.
And you now, still do to this day.
Yeah, and now it's something special that I get to do with Daphne. So,
oh, thanks.
Yeah.
What's a case you think about the most?
I would say, in my opinion, Bryceless Pisa and...
all those missing men.
And Brian Schaefer, too.
Yeah.
Those two just really do boggle my mind
a lot. You know what's one? I know I already brought up Dorothy Jane Scott, but another one that just pops into my mind a lot is Caitlin Aikens. That episode or that case is so insane. And just the fact that there's no answers to that. Like, I remember when we covered it, I'm like, how have I not heard about this one before? Because it boggles my mind. So... just all those, again, the bizarre disappearances.
Yeah, absolutely. And also Jesse Ross.
Yep.
Yeah, that one was so crazy. And then
Brandon Swanson.
Brandon Swanson. That's the other one I was about to say.
We need to redo his episode because that was... a lot of people ask us, too, where are episodes 1 through 7. So sadly, they got deleted in a transfer, and we don't have the audio files anymore, so we cannot re-upload them. So that's why Dorothy Jane Scott was from, I think that was episode 4.
Yeah.
So we redid that one, and we're slowly trying to do the others as well. Okay, the next question is, do you ever worry about someone coming after you that you've discussed on the show? Yes.
Yeah, we've thought about that before. But at the end of the day, we have a very strong community of true crime people. And so, like, and it, that was made apparent when we went to Crime Con, and there was all these investigators and detectives and stuff like that. So it made me feel a lot more safe.
Yeah, and I think in general, we just try to be careful.
Yeah, we definitely do our best. So the next question is, if you could solve one case, what would it be?
So many people asked us this, and it's such a hard question. I could never answer it.
I don't think I could either, because there's too many that I would just want to see solved.
Quote unquote, selfishly, I would say my Aunt Carol's, but... other than that, yeah, there's just way too many. Like, yeah. Been so many that we've already mentioned in this episode.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint just one episode that I, or one, sorry, episode case that I would want solved over other ones.
Yeah, I agree. But so sorry, guys. The next question is, what was the name of Heath's band and his current music project?
So I've been in a lot of different bands throughout my life. I was in a pop punk band for many years called Mascot. And then I was in a band called Arrows and Stones, but the most recent project that I've done is called Ghostly, and it's just like an acoustic project that I've been doing.
It reminds me of Oasis, but less, like, no drums.
Yeah, I fell out of doing it because I've just been so busy with podcasting, but I would love to get back into it. And also, Daphne's sister's fiancé, he and I want to start a band, and basically we've been talking about doing it for a long time, and we kind of write songs here and there, but the band name is Shit Princess. And by the way, the name, interestingly enough, came from Captain from True Crime Garage.
Yeah, you guys were talking about it at Crime Con. It's a good name.
So we picked up the name Shit Princess.
I love it.
The next question is, do y'all have a favorite true crime documentary?
Yes, there's so many that come out constantly. What comes to mind to me, I loved The Keepers that came out years ago.
Uh-huh.
Don't Fuck with Cats.
Oh, that
more
was
recently.
So good.
So good. There's actually this documentary that's, I think it's in post-production right now. It's called Dark Side of the Mountain, and it's about Keith Reinhardt, I've totally forgot about to mention that earlier. That is definitely one of my favorite cases we've covered. That's like a pet case for me.
Yeah, definitely. I really liked the Night Stalker documentary.
I thought
that was really good. Gil Carrillo,
mm-hmm.
He's super awesome, and he was actually at CrimeCon.
He was. Okay, the next question is, what are your tour plans? So we posted about this on our socials. Last week we did it on our Instagram, our Twitter, and our Facebook. If you're not following us, go follow us because we post about different stuff that we don't talk about on the show, like tour. So we really want a tour, and really we'll just do it if you guys would show up, you know, like let us know.
Yeah, we asked a bunch of you guys, like, where should we go on tour? And you all had a bunch of different answers, which is great because I'm down to go anywhere.
Me too. We have a list of, like, top cities where we've heard the most feedback from and where most of our listeners are in general from just our general stats. But yeah, please let us know if you want us to tour because Heath and I want to so bad.
And we have been talking to some other podcasts about potentially doing tours with them. So we'll definitely keep you guys updated on that as things unfold.
Totally. I can't wait. It'll be so fun.
So the next question we have is, how did you end up with this dream job of investigating, researching, and sharing true crime stories?
You know, we just kept going.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Honestly, when we started out, we were not dead set on it becoming a thing. We didn't think it was going to make any money. It was just a passion project, something we really wanted to do. But we stuck with it and, you know, it just eventually became our full-time thing.
It really is a lot of work. It was very difficult with us working our full-time jobs and then coming home and just doing the show every single day. We didn't have social lives. We didn't do anything else. So it was really hard for a long time, but we stuck with it because we were like, I feel like it's going to go somewhere. We really just want to do this. We're so passionate about it. So yeah, I mean, we just kept going and it just worked out, which is great. So thank you guys.
And also a big shout out to Daphne because the entirety of our show, she has been editing. Now we have an editor, which is really great, but before she was doing all the editing. So there were times when Daphne was up till 1 a.m., tears in her eyes, editing a show.
Tired as hell.
Just so you guys could listen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say. Okay, the next question is, how long were you together before you started the podcast? We started it in the very end of December of 2018, and we started dating in February of 2018. So it was like 11 full months later.
Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't too long into us dating.
But long enough where we were like, we're going to stay together.
Yeah, for sure. And we actually tried to do a couple different businesses before we started podcasting, funny enough.
Oh, yeah. Only 4 months into our relationship. God, we're so weird.
Well, no, Daphne just she's just got so many different business ideas, which I love. And we tried to start like a popcorn business for a while.
Yeah.
There's just many different things.
We had like a flavored popcorn business idea that we were going to do, and then it didn't work out. And
we had a Kickstarter for it. Didn't work.
And then we just started a podcast. We're like, let's try this next. Okay, the next question is, when's the wedding? So a lot of you guys don't know, Heath and I we did announce it, but we got engaged in October of 2020. Was that 2020?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. So a little over a year and a half ago. We are getting married on September 3rd?
September 3rd.
2023.
Yeah, we were going to do this September, but Daphne's sister is actually getting married in August, so we decided so we decided to push it till the next year.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because we already feel like we're married anyway.
It's not going to make a huge difference
for us.
Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, our whole relationship has been so unconventional, so we don't mind, but we have finally set a date recently, so it is happening next year.
The next question is, what's the best way to contact you about cases that we want to hear?
Definitely email.
Yep.
We don't really check our Instagram messages or our Facebook because we get so many. because, you know, all of social media, there's Patreon, there's email. That's like five different places, or actually six different places where you can send us messages. So it's really hard to stay on top of all that. But we do respond to every email we get.
The other place that you could potentially give us suggestions is in our discussion group. I have a post at the top of the page, and it basically just has, like, it's asking for suggestions. So you can post it in that thread.
And that's on Facebook.
Yes. The next question is, what do you do differently after researching so much true crime?
We're just way more careful. I think I'm very hesitant to go places alone. I don't like to walk alone. I used to walk a lot in our neighborhoods or just different areas, and now I just don't feel really safe doing that, no matter, even if it's the daytime, because things can happen anytime. We share our location with all of our friends, things like that. Like, just trying to be careful. Always, whenever we go camping or go anywhere, we're always telling people where we are. Yeah. So just being way more cautious.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing to take away, is just being cautious of your surroundings. And honestly, making sure you share your location with as many people as possible, like
I
you
agree.
Said.
That you're close with.
Yes, yes.
Not people you don't know.
Yeah.
The next question is, I know y'all don't cover super gory cases. May I ask why? There, actually, we do. From time to time, we'll get certain case recommendations, and I'm just like, I just can't, because it's too hard to research. It's hard enough researching the cases we do that are just so devastating on their own, but the ones that involve torture or anything super gory, it just truly sickens me, and the last thing I want to do is sit around and read about it and then have to tell you guys and just disturb everybody. And it's hard, because that's something that somebody actually endured. So I don't want to downplay somebody's story and act like these things don't happen, because they do. It's just so hard to research, and it makes me just sick and sad.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, when we first started, we had done a couple cases that were particularly brutal, like mm-hmm. the Dayton Leroy Rogers episode was very brutal. And I think after that, we kind of just decided, let's maybe not go into those super horrible, gory ones.
Some podcasts do, and that's fine, because I know a lot of people are cool with hearing those kind of details. But to us, we're just, it's just too hard. Next question is, do you believe in the paranormal side of things, whether it's ghosts or aliens? If so, have you ever had any experience?
I mean, we've talked about this before, but I honestly think if we're a bunch of people living on a rock that's floating around in space, and space is massive, so I can't imagine that there's no other life forms out there. So yeah, I do kind of believe that there's extraterrestrial life out there.
Right.
As far as ghosts, yeah, I think so too, because I just don't see why not.
The weirdest thing, I mean, to me, it's like there's so much that's not known about our world and the universe that it's hard to just say, nah, that's not real. Because it's like, think about how we're sitting at this table talking to each other, putting this podcast out. Like, life doesn't make sense in general.
Yeah, totally.
So why should ghosts? So I do. Experience-wise, I've told this, I think, on the Dark Parts and maybe in a Going West episode. I had an experience in New York. I was on a ghost tour with my mom. So you might think, oh, well, if it was on a ghost tour, then it was probably fake. But we were in this really old town, and basically in upstate New York, and we were on a ghost tour, and downstairs in this kind of basement-y area, this tour guide was explaining to the group this ghost that haunts this room, and his name is Him.
Ooh, I already don't like that.
That's what they call him. And I was standing up against a solid brick wall, and suddenly I just felt, not against it, but I was a foot away. And suddenly I feel a very hard two taps on my left shoulder, and I turn around and I said, oh, sorry, thinking that somebody was trying to get past me. And then I'm like, oh, sorry, and I turn around and there's no one there, and I suddenly just freeze like, wait, what?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, who knows? I've had kind of a similar thing. I was on a ghost tour as well at the Stanley Hotel, actually.
Right, yeah.
I've been there twice. This was when I was not with Daphne, but I was with my parents. And there was this thing where they were like, oh, like, who wants to go into this haunted closet? And it was this thing where if you'd go into this closet, you would experience things or whatever. So I was like, I'll do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there, and you're supposed to stay in there for like a minute. And sure enough, I felt definitely like I felt like cool, like someone was blowing on the back of my neck.
Oh, no.
Felt like someone was like blowing on the back of my neck and then like just like touching me and stuff. And I
it's
felt
just
really
a sensation.
I actually didn't last a minute in there. I actually got out of the closet and I was like, nope, no way.
Screw 7 minutes in heaven. That's 1 minute in hell.
Yeah, exactly. I was done.
Okay, next is, as someone wanting to start a true crime podcast, what advice can you provide? I would just say, just do it and don't give up. Because Heath and I, we didn't know anything about podcasting. I had never edited anything. We used GarageBand. I had never done any of that. We just watched a YouTube video, plugged in our microphones, researched a story, and just went for it. So you don't have to be a professional. You don't have to take a class or know 100 things. Just do it and keep doing it.
If I can give you some tips, though, I would say don't skip on your editing. Make sure your editing is good. Make sure you have nice quality microphones. That's important. And then also, the number one thing is know how to pronounce cities and towns.
Or people will roast you.
They will literally roast your ass.
So yeah, just honestly, just do it. Because I feel like a lot of people say that and they're like, oh, I've been wanting to do this. Just do it.
Yeah, you know? It's a fun experience. Just do it.
Yeah. Okay, a couple questions left here. The next is, what music do you guys listen to?
My music is all over the place. I actually had a woman come up to our booth at CrimeCon and she was like, you like Jim Croce? And I was like, yeah. So yeah, I would say Jim Croce. I like a lot of classic rock, 80s hair metal, 100%. Mm-hmm. Def Leppard is like my number one. And then I also listen to a lot of like indie rock too.
Yeah. I love, my favorite artist ever is Vancouver Sleep Clinic. He is Australian and he's my favorite artist. He's very moody, kind of like Bon Iver vibes. I love Bon Iver too. Just so, so good. My favorite artist. And then I love
the 1975.
Yeah, 1975, Catfish and the Bottle Man, like
Arctic
those kind
Monkeys.
Of Wallows. I love Wallows. Arctic Monkeys, Last Shadow Puppets, music like that, definitely. And then I forgot to write this one down, but somebody had also asked us what our favorite TV shows were. That's hard to say because Heath and I watch so much TV. I feel like we watch every thriller type show that comes out.
Yes.
Most recently, The Shining Girls, we're about to get into Severance, and then Under the Banner of Heaven.
Yes.
That show's insane. So check that out on Hulu if you haven't. Just things like that. A classic favorite of mine is The Twilight Zone and American Horror Story.
I'd have to say,
I don't know.
I'd have
else?
To say That 70s Show, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And it's because it was just my era. Like it was always on TV when I was growing up. So love that show so much.
There's just so much good TV. It's hard to remember what our favorites are, because we watch everything. So yeah, those are some, but any thriller show or horror show, Heath and I are totally on it. And the last question, go for it.
So the last question is, who came up with the name Going West?
It was a joint effort. We were sitting in Heath's parents' house. We had just decided at dinner that we wanted to start a true crime podcast. And so afterwards, we were just both on our phones trying to think of unique names because we didn't want something that had true crime in the title. We want it to be a little unique and not sound like any other true crime podcast. And Heath actually is the one who found Go West, which means to die or disappear, essentially. It is an old English phrase. And then we were both just like, well, what about Going West? And then we put it on our list and we kept looking and we're like, let's just go with Going West.
Yeah, it was kind of because there was a lot of shows that were like murder this or murder that.
Yes.
And you know, nothing against those shows, but we were like, can we do something different? So we found that. And it was kind of interesting because if you would think about it, like Going West kind of means like the sun going down in the west.
Yeah, that's where
means,
it comes from.
Means like, you know, the lights going out.
Yep.
Which is extinguishing of life. Essentially is kind of like the analogy or whatever.
And most people think it means because we live on the West Coast and or that we cover, like someone recently asked us if we're going to cover episodes not on the West Coast. And like most of our cases are not on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So yeah, we happen to live on the West Coast. I think that was kind of charming thing about it too. We're like, oh, we live in the West, so that makes sense. And this is an interesting old phrase that nobody really knows.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make sense to anybody.
But then people took it and they're like, oh, yeah, so you guys just do all cases in the West. We're like, no, we do them all over the place.
I think we should be more vocal about what it means, because when you realize it, it's like, oh, that makes exact sense.
Yeah, definitely.
So that is all.
That is all the questions we had from you lovely listeners. And we're so happy when we get to do these Q&As, because it's fun for you guys. It's fun for us. It's fun for all, really.
Yes. And it is nice, just because we get a lot of questions here and there. And it's nice to be able to just condense it in one episode where people can listen if you want to. And so we appreciate everybody who submitted questions and everybody who's listening. Thank you so much for bringing us to episode 200.
Yes.
This has been so
amazing. Amazing milestone, yes. Literally.
And again, if you have not listened to episode 200, which is the episode before this, it's called The Man Upstairs. Go listen. That is one of my favorite episodes we have done on this show over the past 200 episodes. So check it out.
All right, guys. So for everybody out there in the world,
don't be a stranger.